Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Mex.
BTech Smith and Steve Mex,
you are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
The Megacast. Never before have I wished that we had a webcam in the studio as we do this show.
That was a good entrance.
We were doing full-on showstopper wrestling moves, like flexing and pointing at each other as Gray said our names.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Too bad nobody could see that.
Oh, I wish they could. I really think we were nailing it. We'd be a great tag team.
Yeah, I don't know why. We were doing that, and I kind of pointed at you, and then I was like, wait a minute, I got to give him a legit point.
Yeah, and then next thing, on the next hit, on the semi, I just flexed and pointed both fingers. And I don't know what I did with my hips, but I kind of jerked it out to the left.
You got
to. Pointing to the right.
Yeah.
You know, creating like a C. Or an E, really.
An E.
Yeah. For the E. Ted Smith.
This weekend will be the first weekend that I've drank in you know, my challenge.
Oh, that's right. It's coming to the close.
It is.
Nice.
But I did have some marijuana in the last few days. Wrestling's back in my life.
Yes!
Strong.
Yes! Wrestling is so awesome when you're stoned.
Yeah, did you notice today how quickly I threw out, like, oh, my favorite thing right now is Lana.
Lana and Summer Rae. Oh, those two.
Well, Summer Rae is so hot, but she is such a bitch, too.
She's a great bitch.
Great bitch.
Yeah.
That's why when we saw him, what was that, last winter,
yep.
That house show.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was explaining to the one girl that was with us. I was like, she goes, that girl seems like a bitch. I go, she is.
Yeah.
But she plays it like she knows she is, and
right.
She doesn't back down.
Yeah. Oh, she's taken, they always say in wrestling, your best character is you turned up to 11.
Yeah.
And she's got that bitch look to her, and she's decided to turn it up to 11 for the television, and it's awesome.
Yeah. And their skirts are so short.
Oh, geez,
they both have great legs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both
I could
blonde.
Watch them wrestle for a while.
Oh, man. I'm so pumped for Monday Night Raw, August 10th. You and I are going to be there. Three rows back behind the timekeeper right here.
Yeah. Those are going to be great seats.
Yes.
Steve is not as smart as I am. I already have that weekend off and that Monday off. Thinking about taking that Tuesday off and just committing.
You're a smart man.
Yeah.
You're a smart man.
Dude, here's the deal. So I'm going to Meltdown
right.
The weekend before.
Right.
Now, that Monday, I'll be super hurting.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need a day to recover fully.
Yeah.
But, like, we're going to see Raw. We're going to the arena up in Everett, Xfinity.
Yep.
I haven't been there before.
I haven't been there in forever.
Right. So, and me and you don't get these days that often to spend. So I'm like, screw it. I'm taking Tuesday, too. Steve, we're getting beer. Well, I'm getting beers.
Yeah, I'll have one or two.
Yeah, we'll eat some chicken wings. Like, let's do this.
I'm getting
thing.
A pretzel.
Yeah.
You know what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, this is why Ted's a smarter man than I when it comes to valuing his time off. I'm the week before, we're going to Chicago for our morning radio convention. So we're going to be off in Chicago. We're leaving on Wednesday. We return on Sunday. Raw is on Monday. I'm going to work on Monday. And then
That's insane, Steve.
I know.
Take it off.
I gotta start needling BJ a little bit. Hey, man, we're all going to be tired after boot camp.
What time do you get back into town that Sunday?
Early. Like noonish.
Oh, I was going to say, if it was like in the afternoon, like just tell your wife, like, hey, I'm just going to stay at Ted's.
Yeah, that would be, oh yeah, she would love that. I'm already gone for 5 days. You know, we do like to be around each other and we do miss each other. I couldn't imagine. I did that once.
Are you telling me or convincing yourself, Steve?
No, I'm telling you, Ted. I love my wife. I've done that though with ex-girlfriends before. We came back from a radio convention, a girl that I live with, and I told her, I feel bad even doing this, but I did it because I was so miserable in this relationship. And a bunch of us were, after the convention, I guess everyone was going out to a bar, like not the show, but people I knew, people that you know as well, and going to like.
I can guess who the relationship,
you know, the
and all this.
Yeah. And so I said our flight got delayed and we're not coming back till the next day so I could just party and crash at my buddy's house.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
That girl, I'm not a big fan of her either.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. I know you actually like.
Yeah.
I always said this wife.
This wife. One of many.
Well, you live with the other girl, so.
Yeah.
It was almost like you were married.
We were together for several years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm working on Monday. I'm not even going to bother going home because it's in Everett. It's just stupid to even think about going home and then picking you up.
I think we got a mega cast.
We're going to mega cast. And then I say we just load the Megacast up. Hopefully we can get, like, I would love to be able to convince a wrestler to come in for the Megacast.
Well, either
that'd
that
be pretty dope.
Or I still want to try to get try to get New Day on
New Day Northwest.
Yeah.
Oh, I've already planted the seed with our friend Sue, the producer over at New Day Northwest.
So if you're the go-between, then they, you know, you have out New Day for a segment, and then boom, Hot Topics, the return of Ted and Steve. Steve and
it.
Ted.
No, Ted and Steve. Let's do that. You sit next to you sit closer to Margaret this time.
I won't be all stiff this time.
You did a great job, man.
It got better, but the first couple minutes, I'm stiff.
You know what? And I'm way too animated. If you watch that clip. So I grabbed a great screenshot of you with your name underneath it.
Yeah.
Do you have no idea how many tries I tried screenshotting me with my name? For those at home, you can play along and have fun. Just go to King Five's website or wherever it is. You can find the video of us. The part where my name comes up and it says Steve Miggs, 99.9 KISW, or whatever it says underneath it, BJ Miggs, whatever. I tried screenshotting to get a good shot so I can share it social media wise. Yeah. I finally found one. It took me 20 minutes.
Are you just wiggling around the whole time?
I'm constantly moving my hands, my face. I'm making these weird contorted things. I look like I just ate a really sour candy. Like, you were easy. I screenshotted first attempt. Perfect. I was like, let me just double check. Next attempt looked exactly the same. You're smooth. You were calm. And I'm like, I'm meth. Meth man. Methy Miggs over here.
Methy Miggs.
Methy Miggs on New Day Northwest. What's up, everybody? Let's talk about the Hot Topics.
Methy Miggs, that is the precursor to Miserable Miggs.
Yes. And you were Tone Down Ted.
Tone Down Ted, right? Zen Smith. That's why I still love my buddy. He goes, oh, you totally went Zen on him. I go, what do you mean? He goes, prayer hands? You throw him the prayer hands.
And you dropped duality.
Oh, so we got that was good. We got in Steve's car, and I go, man, I've worked in a word, duality.
I actually came close to saying, looking at you while it was going on, I was like, that's going to derail them, and I could tell they weren't going to play along with us if we tried to derail the whole episode, but I almost let you go, duality? When have you ever used the word duality? Did you look that up before this segment?
I won't lie. I was happy we got that question. I had thought about that answer.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm illustrating how stupid I am that I thought when they said these girls were playing in frozen uniforms for their softball or their baseball team, I thought, oh, they figured out a way to freeze uniforms so that they could beat the Heat.
All right, look, I wasn't going to confess to this, but I was right there with you.
Oh, so you thought that too?
Yes, and then I clicked on the picture and was like, oh, these girls in the frozen dresses.
So I admit it and look like an idiot, and you go duality, looking like the genius of the two. That was awesome.
I figured it was like some drunken thing, like try to hit a softball in a frozen dress.
I thought that. This is great.
Which, of course, I would do.
And I thought, well, that's what Ted needs for Burning Man is a frozen dress. He'd stay cool the whole time. Oh, man. But yeah, so we're looking forward to it. So what we're planning on doing is mega casting and then hightailing it to Everett. Once we figure out where we're going to be, maybe we'll let the mega family know. Well, absolutely let the mega family
definitely
know. Whatever. I don't know what bar we're going to hit up. I don't even know what's a good bar to go to right by the Xfinity Arena in Everett.
I don't. And the
I
shows
used to go to Turner's, but I don't think Turner's exists anymore, man. It's been
so
long.
Is it Tailgaters now?
Oh,
you know what? I'm gonna stop because I'll do this, and then we're gonna get emails like, "You idiots!
Right?
None of those bars are there anymore."
Hey, anyone from the Everett area? No, don't tell us to go somewhere that's several blocks away. We want to be like Kitty Corner from the arena, like right across the street.
Yeah.
You know, if you know of a good place in Everett that we should post up at, get lunch, have some drinks, hang out with the Mega family, just hit us up on Twitter at the Megacast.
Yeah, and if they have a Papa Shot, that's a plus.
Oh, yeah. Then maybe I need to take the next day off, because when I'm wasted, I'm on fire. You remember Portland.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Granted, that was the type of wasted I don't think I'm going for at this event.
Take Tuesday off.
No, when in Rome.
Well, the thing starts at 4:30, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right.
So if we finish our show around 12:30, we get out of here by 1. Yeah, we'll have a couple hours just to hang out.
Dope.
That'd be fun.
We might have to just stop by my house real quick.
For you to get some oxygen?
Yeah, me to get some oxygen. The duality of Ted needs oxygen.
Yes.
That's only available in my home, Steve. And I don't think I want to be smoking oxygen in your Jeep.
All right, well, let's get the push-ups out of the way.
Yeah,
We got a fun show coming up. We got some cool stuff that hopefully we'll get to. You just never know when it comes to the Megacast.
Nope.
All right, so this time, this week, this one is for you, the Ted Smith. This
All
is
right.
me showing you love, thanking you, giving you the respect that you deserve for turning me on to a certain band. And we're going to get 10 to this band. Do you have any idea of what band this is?
Me turning you on to a band?
Yes.
Oh, Run the Jewels?
Run them jewels fast. Run them jewels fast.
That's
run
right.
Run them, awesome. Up the slope.
So, man, let's get that. Let's get that heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
Get 10, everybody.
Everything I scribbled like the anarchist cookbook. Look good. Posing in the center for the cookbook. Black on black on black with the ski mask. That is my crookbook. How you like my styling, bro? Ain't nobody smiling, bro. About to turn this motherfucker up like Rikers Island, bro. My blankets and pillow torching. Well above the warden. And when you find them, we don't kill them. We just waterboard them. We killing them for freedom because they tortured us for boredom. And even if some good was got, fuck it, the Lord will sort them.
Felt like a certified G driving around Puyallup.
Oh.
The windows down, the AC cranked up, and that Run the Jewels going loud.
Dude, I told you, they're so good.
So good. What a great record.
Shout out to my buddy Damon. He turned me on to him.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Keep paying it forward.
Yeah, man.
Run the Jewels, and that song actually features Zach De La Roca.
Yep. Do you follow
Rage Against the Machine?
Do you follow Killer Mike or LP on Twitter?
No, I follow Run the Jewels, but I haven't yet delved into Killer Mike and LP. Should I?
Those are the two guys.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Killer Mike's pretty good. He's a super smart dude.
Right.
Black dude. His dad was a cop, so he's a lot of interesting takes on everything going on in the world. But LP, the white dude, is just a huge stoner and just talks ass constantly on Twitter. And, like, people get all fired up at him, and then he'll be like, all right, cool. Thanks for helping me stay in tonight and just getting stoned.
Just gets into it with people. It's like, good talk, everyone.
Yeah, basically, awesome. He's just like, why are you getting upset by what a stoned rapper is saying on Twitter?
Why does anyone get upset with anything that's happening on Twitter these days, man?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get into that as well, but that's just insanity. But before we do anything else, let's get everybody feeling good and feeling motivated. It's time for our TED Talk.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
She kind of has a slight New York accent when she says TED Talk. She says TED Talks.
TED Talks.
Yeah.
TED Talks, starring.
I never noticed that.
B-Tech Smith.
Talks amongst yourselves. I'm getting a little verklempt.
TED Talks, starring.
Right.
B-Tech Smith.
This podcast will play an intro 3 times in a row. That's how we do it.
Just 3?
I got too excited. There we go.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Today's TED Talk, pretty simple. Watch your money.
Because we're coming to Everett.
No, I'm just saying it's the summertime. People get excited with everything going on, and there's a lot of easy ways to spend money kind of frivolously.
Just as good as I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I can't correct you on that. I'm letting you out to dry on that one.
Yeah. So, you know, if you got a vacation coming up, you know, like you want to have your money for that.
Yeah.
You know, December's coming around the corner, and then bigger picture besides all that, man. Like, you want to retire one day. Mm-hmm. God forbid something happened to your job. You want to have some security. So I'm saying, you know, like, when you're out there, mega family, watch your money.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's true, though, because summertime, I want to spend. My wife is the same way. We want to go on all these trips. We want to do all these things. And I believe in taking vacation. I believe in not wasting your money, but wasting your money on life experiences because you only have one go-round. But still got to keep an eye on that bank statement.
The bottom line.
Yeah, because you got to make sure that you're going to be all right.
Well, and look, I would like to sit here, and I agree, money's not the end-all, be-all, and I wish it wasn't so powerful.
But we need it.
Right. You need it, and Zen Smith is also realistic enough to know the world we live in.
Yeah.
And, like, if you don't respect the power of money, you're going to be in some trouble, too.
And Methy Miggs over here. Meth ain't getting any cheaper these days. Don't believe what you see on Breaking Bad. Methy Miggs, checking out.
And I'm worried about Methy Miggs.
Methy Miggs is going to take over Everett.
Well, just because. Yeah, he'll be the one.
Dude, I put my foot in the mouth recently. I was hanging out with somebody. We're just BSing about, I think, television shows. We're talking about Breaking Bad. I'm like, I just don't understand how anybody in their right mind would ever try meth. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And this person's like, oh, before I met you, I mean, I didn't do it a lot, but I used to do meth. I'm like, what? Like, if you met this person, you have no clue. You would never guess.
Do I know
it.
This person?
Yes. It was mind-blowing.
Huh.
Hold on. Ready?
Yeah. not shocked by that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I was.
I know a lot of meth heads and a lot of crackheads, Steve. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, Ted.
Well.
Be Ted Smith, the Pied Piper of the meth heads and the crackheads of Seattle.
Here's the deal. You know a lot of people that, a lot more people have done crack than will ever admit to you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I think, the same thing with prostitutes. So after I went to the Bunny Ranch, like, people think of me now as, like, it's okay to confess things. Not confess things, but right. They can be like, oh, yeah, man, I just used a hooker the other day or this or that.
It's kind of like, it's completely on the other end, the world of foreclosures.
Yeah.
You know, I came close to foreclosing my house in Lynnwood. I wound up doing a short sale. But when I first decided, well, I'm just going to have to just walk away from this house in order to get, you know, I just have to do it. And I felt awful. I felt like the smallest and the lowest of a human being. And I mentioned it to a couple of people, and they're like, oh, yeah, we did it. You know, that person, he just foreclosed his house.
Yeah.
You know, that person, you know what he did? He took his keys to his house, threw them off of a cliff, and just walked away. And he said, well, if I don't have the keys, I can't get back in the house. I'm done with it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, that's extreme, but okay.
Yeah, so people, like, I'm telling you, man, there's people out there that have done it.
Well, email us and tweet us if you've done that. No,
Hopefully you're clean.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned prostitutes, and we've got a pretty... We might have a new segment to do, one of the stories involves a guy and the way that he got revenge on his ex-girlfriends, and it involved prostitution.
Yeah, I know what he did.
All right, it's an epic story, so when we get back, we'll try and hit on that.
All right.
It should be a good one. The Megacast, we'll be back.
It's time to cut the cord for just a minute, and then the Megacast will return.
Stores now. Starbucks. The price awakens.
Welcome to Starbucks. May I take your order? One venti iced coffee. Come right up. Yes, I know they've raised the prices, R2. Well, then make your own damn coffee. I'm going to start calling you Keurig. Welcome to Starbucks. May I take your order?
Give me a venti iced skinny hazelnut frappuccino with sugar-free syrup and extra shot, light ice, non-fat, and no whipped cream.
And that's how you can tell if someone's coming from the dark side.
Starbucks. May the cost be with you.
They came, saw, and conquered. And now the Megacast is back.
That's right. Or being on a damn party boat. You know, before we even get to... Have you heard what Gronkowski's doing?
You mentioned this to me, but fill me in.
So, Rob Gronkowski, we've brought it up before on this on the Megacast that, yes, he is a Patriot. I know we all hate the Patriots, but if there's one person I think we could all agree that we would love to party with and would embrace fully if he ever became a Seahawk, it would be Rob Gronkowski.
Maybe we should see if we can get an interview with Gronk.
Oh, that would be awesome. You know what?
It'd be weird. He can't get that many requests out of Seattle.
And we could. This is the way we do it. We want to talk to you about this party.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about football.
I could care less about his football thing.
Right. And I'll tell you one thing. We don't care about Tom Brady.
Right. No.
Rob, we ain't going to ask you about Tom Brady.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
And I couldn't care less. I don't want to be the guy that screwed that. You mean you could care less, then why don't you care less?
What did I say?
No, I said I could care less, but I should have said I couldn't care less. Yeah. Right?
I don't, you know what?
I'm
that thing's been a giant thing on the men's room. I don't know what's right, what's wrong.
Turning us all inside out. That's not the issue. Gronkowski
right.
is.
Let's just look at somebody and go, let me rephrase that. I don't give an S about you.
That's right. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing in February, but man,
Neither do I, Steve.
I think this is what we should do, is get on this cruise ship party that goes from Miami to the Bahamas, and it's being put on by Gronkowski and his family. Waka Flocka Flame is going to be performing.
All right, all right.
Some DJs are going to be there. More acts are going to be announced. I watched the promotional video, and you know, why don't we listen to Gronkowski talk about it, and this will give you a flavor of what I'm talking about.
Yo. The whole Gronkowski family is inviting you to get hyped with us next year on our very own party cruise. We're going to park the Gronk bus for a little bit and swap it out for a big-ass cruise ship. We'll sail from Miami.
Wait, so he has a bus?
Oh, yeah. Have you not seen it?
I haven't seen the Gronk bus.
Oh, Jesus, dude. He has a party bus that his family... I thought I told you about this.
No.
So, like, every game, all his brothers and the dad, and I'm sure the mom or whatever, who else wants to, and they have a guy that, like, a family friend that he drives and doesn't drink that day, wow. And they just go in the parking lot and tailgate and start going crazy for the games. And then they drove it across the country to Vegas this summer.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes even more... This guy is unbelievable.
The only issue I have is that we're going to have to deal with a bunch of massholes.
Quite possibly.
Down to our own Gronk Island.
He has an island, too, called Gronk Island.
I did not know who the man had an island.
February 19th to the 22nd, 2016, baby. Seriously, though, we're throwing a 3-day vacation for everyone to come hang out with the family, listen to music, play some games, and get Gronk. We definitely don't want to miss this.
And at this point, now they're just showing highlights of what is going to happen at this Gronk cruise. And it's just hot bitches doing shots, guys just pumping their fists in the air, DJs are spinning, people are swimming. Everyone's having a blast, Ted.
We gotta go.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the greatest promotional video ever. We have to get Gronkowski on the Megacast to talk about this.
Yeah, I'm in.
I feel like he'll do it.
Yeah! I mean, seriously, is there anybody else in Seattle asking the guy from the Patriots for interviews?
Right! And doesn't want to even... We don't want to talk about football. We just want to talk about how awesome your cruise is.
Right, the whole thing could be a commercial for his cruise.
And it will be one of the most entertaining infomercials we've ever been a part of.
Yeah!
Yes! Come on, Gronk. Let's do this.
I want to get Gronked.
Yeah, I definitely want to get Gronked. I want to get Gronked on Gronk Island.
I feel... Yeah.
And he's got to have shirts that just said, "You just got Gronked."
Oh, man. I feel like getting Gronked is very close to blacking out. You know what I mean?
I think it's past blacking out.
Right? When your body's still out there partying, you forgot hours. Like, you don't know. Hours ago, your mind shut down. Your body's just out there like, oh, yeah.
You're just dancing like a drunken penguin. Your eyes are closed. You can't even get your arms up.
You know how you get Gronked? Because I've been there when I used to drink touchdowns and Jaeger bombs.
Yes.
You get enough
mind
Red
erasers.
Bull. Oh, you get enough Red Bull flowing in you, and your drunken body will stay out there and party.
And if we're doing this cruise, we're doing all of that stuff.
Oh, dude, we're waking up with touchdowns.
How do we do this, dude? And then I looked down on the website, and I don't even know where it is, like getgronk.com probably, or I lost the story already. I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, I got so... Oh, there it is.
I
don't even have the website written down. You can just Google it.
Just Google Gronk's Cruise. Yeah. I mean, there can't be that many other websites.
Right, Gronk's Party Cruise. I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out. But the rooms look sick. It's not cheap, though. It's like $600 a person.
There is a cruise that's just a rave, and it's got like a one-name thing.
Well, I don't know, man. I think that the Gronk Cruise might trump the rave cruise. And I was all about the rave cruise when we were talking about that at dinner.
Yeah, but that was till we heard this promo.
Wasn't that not the best promo ever?
Holy ship.
Holy ship? That's the name of the
rave cruise.
Oh, now I'm kind of leaning towards the rave cruise. When's that one? Oh, I want to start doing cruises. Right. I've never been on a cruise.
I've never done a cruise
I've
either.
I've always wanted to do a cruise.
January, and they do it February.
Well, we got the Grand Cruise in February. We do the Holy Ship.
I think the Holy Ship cruise is the week before Gronk. We go back to back, Steve.
Just get off, post up in Florida, and then get on the next cruise.
If you're listening to this podcast, keep in mind what has basically happened today is after my 90 days of clean living, I've decided to take off all the time, more time than I probably have at work, and just get wasted.
We got to figure out, can we broadcast live from these cruises? That way we can still be doing our shows.
Yeah.
How am I going to run this one by my wife?
Well,
babe, I'm
going
to be gone for a month. I'm going to get gronked. She can come. She's not going to enjoy herself, though.
Dude, that would suck for me for a change. Because with the time change, if we're off the coast of Miami, you wouldn't have to get up to like 9.
Right.
But then the party will be going by 8, by 5 in the evening when I got to start broadcasting.
Well, you know, you just got to pace yourself and then come 9 o'clock at night. It's time to get gronked.
I'm on the gronk cruise, and now I have to pace myself?
All right, then just get gronked.
Yeah, man, I'm getting
gronked. Miles and Thriller understand.
I'll just tell them. Every day when they check in, after about the first hour, I'm going to go, all right, I'm gronked.
And then pass the mic to Gronkowski.
Out. Just be out.
Any of the Gronkowskis.
Yeah.
One of them is going to do the rest of the show for me, guys. I'm gronked.
I'm gronked.
So we got to get a gronk. That sounds like a party.
It does. It sounds awesome.
Oh, man, I don't even know what we have to get on this cruise. We have to figure it out.
Yeah, Gronk, we got to get some of the donkeys too.
Yeah. Oh, geez, man, someone might not make it back alive, but that's okay. We'll be all right with that.
You know who I'm thinking about?
Oh, yes,
back of the bus.
Oh, there's two guys that we know.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. Team Gronk.
Team Gronk.
Next year at the Classic, we're getting gronked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think we did last year at the Classic.
Yeah, I think the first year for sure I got gronked.
You got gronked. You didn't make it past 8 o'clock at night the first year.
Jesus, God. That was a mess.
That was awesome. That was the infamous Mongolian grill scene where you started eating everything just before
raw.
You even raw. Yeah, just grabbing stuff and putting it in your mouth before you even rung you up.
I still wish you had seen me in the beer garden when you guys were playing the game.
Oh, I wish I did too.
Yeah, just that guy.
I wish I would have taken a picture of you of how you filled out the receipt when you paid your tab at that Mongolian Grill. I'm not even joking. He left characters, not numbers, as a tip. There was like an H. I think there was like an R. There was like a T. And I looked at Ted. I go, Ted, what is this? And you go, it's all for them. Like, there's nothing written here, man.
Captain Generous.
And you're like, yes, take it. So I had to like just do the math. I'm like, I think this is what he means. I know he's a good tipper too. And just did the tip accordingly for you.
Oh, yeah, good. Getting gronked.
You're right. That was getting gronked.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. The tipping point was still when we blew the flat tire in the limo.
Oh, my goodness.
And I mean, how long were we there? Half an hour?
It felt like an eternity.
It felt like an eternity.
Because we had a game that was like less, like about an hour. We were like, what, like 40 minutes away from the rink?
Yeah.
And our game was like in an hour and a half. And right. I'm like, oh, man, we're not going to make it.
So it felt like an eternity, but it wasn't that long.
But they had to go like run across the freeway in Ritzville to go get a jack for the limo. Because why would you not have a jack for it?
Yeah. And everybody else is like just laid in the grass, kind of taking naps. And I remember we get back in the limo and I look at Steve and go, Steve, I just chugged 3 beers in that little break. Right, that was the tipping point. After about then, it all kind of gets real fuzzy.
Because you meant like you were, then we had one of our guys who was naked walking the off ramp, buck naked. We had to throw him into the trailer and lock him in there. And then we realized that might be a bad idea. So we pulled him out of the trailer, put his clothes back on, and threw him in the limo. He got gronked as well.
Yeah, well, he stays gronked.
He's always gronked.
He is always gronked.
He's perpetually gronked. I think we have a new feature, Ted, because
all right.
We always talk about this website, Bro Bible, so why don't we just make it official?
It's time for us to blatantly steal stories from Bro Bible. It's the Bro File.
You're not my bro! Don't say it!
All right, I like it.
The profile.
The profile.
You just got profiled. And gronked.
Are you profiling me, bro?
I'm getting gronked tonight. I don't need anybody profiling me. All right, so we have a few stories that we grabbed from the Bro Bible.
All right.
Great website, just brobible.com. Endless amounts of entertainment. But don't go to it too often because then our show won't be as much fun for everybody listening.
That's a good point.
Maybe we shouldn't have told people where we get all of our content.
Yeah. Hear a lot of this on the men's room, too.
Yeah. If you're not living it, if we're not living what we're talking about, we're stealing it from the Bro Bible.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro.
You know what? I bet when we go on Gronk's cruise and get that gronked, we'll make Bro Bible.
Yes. Somehow.
Right?
Yes.
Did these 40-year-old bros just out-bro everybody on the broest cruise ever?
They out-gronked Gronk?
Oh.
We need to get Gronk on and tell him that we will out-gronk him.
Gronk, here, sir, is a gauntlet.
Yes. Mega family, let's tweet at him. Tell him there's two guys in Seattle that believe that they can out-gronk Gronk on the Gronk cruise.
We should try to get a lot of the Mega family to go with us.
Oh, that would be so epic.
Have our own like crew of people.
Like an entourage of just people just gronking out. That would be so sick. So I got three stories, Ted. I'm going to read the headlines. You tell me which one you want us to talk about.
Okay.
Dude tries to distract beer pong opponent by waving gun, and I think he succeeded when he accidentally shot the guy.
Interesting.
Man awarded $750,000 settlement from New York City after suffering from a six-day erection in prison. And former judge arrested for making fake hooker ads for his ex-girlfriends.
Two of them kind of explain what happened.
Yeah.
I want to know why this guy had an erection for 6 days in prison.
In prison!
In prison!
That's the worst place to have an erection.
And by the way, judge, not only is that mean to your ex-girlfriend, that's mean to the people that thought they were going to get a hot escort.
What a major letdown.
Right? Imagine you're like, oh, man, this girl doesn't seem like she's a mess or anything. She seems so nice and put together.
She just seems a little bitchy.
Yeah.
A little possessive. Ask me where I'm going tonight all the time. I'm like, bitch, you're my hooker. Hashtag bitch, you're my hooker. On the Gronk cruise.
On the Gronk cruise. Bitch, you're my hooker.
Gronk needs to listen to this episode.
He's not busy.
No. Well, his football hasn't started yet. He's, you know, he probably has a commute.
He's probably partying. This is the time where they get to, right? Because it's like, right, we're in July.
Yeah, some of those.
By August, he's going to have to return to camp.
Yeah, just a few weeks away. I mean, a lot of players are like just doing what they do in like Hawaii or wherever it may be, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Gronk.
Smoking that last bowl.
That's right, before the drug test.
Yeah.
All right, so and it's funny. The first thing I even said that we were saying how it's the worst place to have an erection. I haven't read the story in full, and it says, maybe I'm wrong, but jail is probably the absolute worst place to spring a massive erection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not exactly what you want to do. I guess this happened back in 2008 when this guy by the name of Rodney Cotton.
Come on, dude. That sounds like a male porn star. Rodney Cotton.
That's like yin and yang in porn speak. Sometimes I'm Rodney. Sometimes I'm Cotton.
Rodney Cotton.
Rodney Cotton, starring with Asia Akira.
Right?
All right, so yeah, 2010.
Rodney Cotton gets Kung Pao Chicken for sure. Volume 2.
Hard times.
Extra soy sauce. I guess it would be more like a fish sauce.
They write this article so great. This long story started in 2008 when Cotton was serving hard time at the Manhattan Detention Center for a parole violation of flipping a car.
A detention center?
He's 50 years old.
And he flipped a car?
And he gronked out.
I was going to say, that's broing out.
Oh, yeah, he was arrested for possessing 68 Vicodin and 100 Xanax pills.
Jesus Christ.
And I guess when he was in prison, he was prescribed an antipsychotic drug to treat his bipolar disorder.
Is that guy bipolar or has he done so many heavy opiates?
Right.
He doesn't know what's up and what's down.
Right. He doesn't know which way is up. I'm with you. Bipolar. He's just so effed up.
Ryan, everybody's
flipping
bipolar.
Cars. Flipping cars.
You know.
That's impressive.
Right. Like, I want to be mad at him, and I'm sure if it's your car, you're mad, but I don't care if that's a little Fiat 500.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I'm a massive man who just flips cars and has boners for 6 days.
He is a hell of a man.
Outbro me, profile.
There's nothing soft about Rodney Cotton.
Not at all. So, I guess one of the side effects of this antipsychotic drug is he had a.
That sounds scary as hell. If you ever meet anybody and you look in their cabinet and it says antipsychotic, not like depression, antipsychotic pills. Get out of there.
Well, Ted is a single man. What if it's the woman and you first night you end up at her place and you got curious and you went through her medicine cabinet?
Well, then I know the back door is open.
Oh, man. So for 6 days, this guy had a painful erection in in prison.
Could he? All right, I got to ask. Does it say, like, if he took care of himself, would it go away?
I haven't gotten to that point just yet. But he said that it was it was so bad that he was forced to stay in a cell over Independence Day weekend with just an ice pack and Tylenol. He could only wear briefs or boxers. Jeans, couldn't do it because he had a big, he was pitching a tent. He said it didn't go down, it hurt, and it started pounding. In jail. Prison. Unbelievable. And so then he had to finally see a doctor. They took him for an emergency surgery where he underwent a lengthy surgery that had included putting a catheter in his wiener. Then he was sent back to jail with stitches that they told him that they were self-dissolving, but they weren't. So these stitches, because he never got them pulled out because he thought, well, they're going to dissolve eventually, they ingrained themselves into the skin of his ding-dong. And he had to have them removed by a doctor without anesthesia.
Because he can't have pain pills.
Apparently, yeah. So he was seeking $10 million in his lawsuit, saying that he suffered permanent injuries to his penis, continued pain and discomfort, mutilation, and a loss of function due to the medical malpractice of the doctors, as well as the guards who ignored his pleas.
I mean, look, you go to prison, it changes a man. But to break his penis while he's in there, he's just adding insult to injury.
I love this part. He goes, because he's like, I can't perform my duties as a man, and that's why he wanted the $10 million. And he said, it's embarrassing. And he says, if I had the choice between the reward and having my manhood restored, I'd have my manhood restored in a heartbeat.
Well, and we all know that
$10 million or your manhood, what would you do?
At this point in my life, I'd say my manhood.
That's a tough call.
There was a time I might have taken the 10 mil.
I'd have to consult my wife.
She'd say take the 10 mil.
I think she would, too.
Yeah.
We should call her. No.
I don't want to. I was going to say, you know what his duty is.
Oh, yeah.
To please that booty.
Mm-hmm. That is nuts, though.
Yeah. $10 million is a ton of money, but, man, you still want to just at least have self-time. Even if you said right now you can't ever have sex again, I would still want to be able to have the aspect of masturbating.
Right, but if you were able to live life and not being, poor choice of words, dictated by your ding-a-ling, you know, maybe that's a better life. Maybe you're able to focus on other things. Maybe your life becomes more successful. I mean, you got $10 million, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
What's the point of being rich if you can't hang out with chicks?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. I'm trying to find the silver lining. There is none. This guy had an awful boner, and now his ding-a-ling's destroyed.
Your choice of words.
Hey, no one accused me of being a news anchor. We could talk like this. We wouldn't be able to do that kind of conversation on New Day Northwest. How would this conversation go on New Day Northwest?
Oh, they're trust me, those are smart people. They are not giving that topic to me and you.
No. Well, you could drop the duality of either having a working penis or having $10 million.
Yeah.
That's about as good as it'll get. That's insane, though. I mean, he got $750,000, which is a lot of money, but definitely.
That's a lot of money, but.
That's a no-brainer. I'm keeping my dong.
Right, I'm betting he can't even, like, pop a Viagra and hope to have it. Like,
no.
His penis is broke.
Right. So there's no chance of even having a happy moment.
Yeah.
Wow. That's insanity. I can't believe that they told him these are dissolving stitches, and they wound up just kind of becoming part of his dong.
Prison system. All for flipping a car, Steve.
All for flipping
a car.
You flip one car and you leave without a d- Oh, I can't say that.
All right.
Let's take a break.
All right.
We've got other L.
Steve needs a timeout.
Sorry, Margaret Larson. Can we do that takeover? We'll be back. Wow.
Feeling unlucky? Don't worry. Tech and Steve will love you like they mean it. The Megacast will be back. If you're gonna hold me like I'm leaving. If you're gonna kiss me like you need it. Baby, if you're not, you're best get to leaving. If you're gonna love me like you mean it. If you're gonna talk the talk, you better walk it. If you wanna keep me like you lost it. If you're gonna say and make me believe it. If you're gonna love me, boy, love me like you mean it. Love me like you mean it.
want your beer to be? Well, let's see. How about flavorful, frothy, sparkling, refreshing? One that's got a nice head on it when you pour it in a glass. And above all, you want a beer that just takes care of your thirst, right? Wrong! Fact is, you could care less if your beer is full-bodied, sparkling, flavorful, or even cold. You drink the damn stuff warm just as long as you get drunk! I thought so. Come on. You want an honest beer? Here it is! Buzz! And Buzz Light! Taste good? Well, I guess they do if you like moose urine. But oh, they'll get you high. Buzz! And Buzz Light! Because we know beer is all about the buzz.
These guys will keep you cool for the summer, while keeping me hot and bothered. The Mega Cast is back. We're cool for the summer.
We love you, Gronk. Oh man.
I haven't even put my shades on.
I saw that. I was impressed by that. Again, we need a webcam in here. We might have to start periscoping this entire megacast.
Right? Man, I like that people have the ability to do that, but it drives me wild. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Not wild.
No, it's, sometimes people are periscoping stuff, and I'm not even sure why they're periscoping it. I just watched Sasha Banks from the WWE, super hot, up-and-coming diva from the NXT brand.
All right.
She just finally got onto Periscope, and all she did was just stare and read people's messages for like 5 minutes and commented every once in a while. Otherwise, she was just staring at her phone. And don't get me wrong, it was fun to look at her because she's sexy. You'd like her. She's a hottie. But it was like, say something. And then eventually she just stopped it.
Just turned it off.
I was like, okay, well, that was her first endeavor in the world of Periscope.
Yeah. I mean, we were trendsetters with Meerkat.
We were all about the Meerkat.
Yeah.
And then it just failed miserably.
Yeah, we'll periscope one of the... Oh, we'll periscope the crap out of WWE Raw.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely be periscoping, so be sure to follow the Megacast on Twitter, at the Megacast.
Yeah, midday getting drunk.
That's right, hanging out in Everett.
Hanging out in Everett.
Anyone got some meth?
Methy Mix!
Methy Mix is in the hizzy!
Man, I don't know if I have a drug for mine. For Ted. Methy Migs just works so well.
Yeah, I was going to say Trazodone Ted, but that's a depression medication. Or for people who have a hard time sleeping.
What's like a Trippin' Ted?
Trippin' Ted.
Trippin' Ted and Methy.
We need t-shirts. Can our buddy Cool Keith make us shirts that say Trippy Ted and Methy Migs?
I feel like those guys are two different parties. Like, Trippy Ted is really freaked out by Methy Migs right now.
The whole time I'll be just like, hey, Ted. You're like, leave me alone.
Leave me alone,
leave
man.
Me alone, bro.
Methy Migs thinks Trippy Ted needs to party harder.
Yeah, I'm going to slip some meth into his drink. Just drink it. There's nothing in it. I swear. I don't even think you can drink meth. Shows what I know.
I bet you could spike a drink with it.
We'll find out in Everett.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure Cosby knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, oh, man. Well, let's not talk about that. We don't want to embarrass him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez, man. I want to share this just because this is a nice peek inside my own self-destructive mentality and brain. And
all right.
It's a peek inside. So we do
Why
this
Why am I
job.
So happy about that?
You're like, sweet.
All right, let's get in there,
let's
Steve.
Let's go, Methy Migs.
Let's see how messed up you are, bro.
You know, we are public figures. We get to be on the radio.
Sure.
People know who we are.
TV.
Television personalities as well. We're multimedia sensations.
Multimedia.
That's right. So, you know, you'd like to think that everyone's going to like you, but that's never the case.
There's
always, and both of us know that. We are both sometimes the target of animosity from certain listeners because they'll like the other guys on the show, but they hate us. Like, we're that guy. So, for the most part, yes, you got to have a thick skin, but there are times we're human beings, man.
Yeah.
There are times where it's just like, bro, come on. Just relax. What we're trying to do, we're just trying to entertain you. We're not trying to hurt you. We're not trying to change your life in a negative way. Why are you so angry at me? So yesterday I'm sitting on my couch. It's like before bedtime and my wife kind of fell asleep on my lap.
7:45?
close to that. It's like, yeah, probably right around like 8 o'clock.
Steve's my only friend. If it's like past 8, I'm like, should I text him?
If I'm asleep, I'm asleep. I don't even hear it. So it's fine. So I was like, oh, let me just see what kind of, if we've gotten any fun reviews on iTunes for the Megacast. I was like, maybe like we could read them, because I was like trying to think in my head, what are we going to do tomorrow on the Megacast?
All right.
So I didn't see anything that was like, saw some really nice comments, but I was like, okay, cool. I was like, oh, let me look also at the Migscast, see what's going on over there. So I go on there, and I find the very last comment came in May of this year.
All right. May 2015.
Now, fortunately for both the Megacast, Migscast, I've even looked at others, our morning show, the afternoons, the podcast. All of them typically get 5-4 stars. Maybe you get 1 star every once in a while from somebody, but for the most part, they're all positive.
Yeah.
You know, people who like us are going to listen to the podcast. It always weirds me out when someone hates the podcast and comments on it. It's like, well, you don't need to even come here. That took you effort. So
yeah.
When I come to this one,
which is also, right, part of the reasons I always say on the podcast, like, I appreciate the podcasters, because you took that extra step to hit download and find it.
Dude, 100% agree with you. When I run into somebody who's sitting like, hey, I listen to the show, I'm like, oh, thanks so much. And they're like, I also download all the podcasts, like, you know, the Migscast, the Megacast, the podcast. And then I'm like, oh, like, there's a certain like extra level of respect. It's not a disrespect to people who just listen to the radio. I mean, I get it. But for people who actually go out of their way, like you said, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So I find the last review, 1 star. Subject, awful show. It's like, damn.
Right out of the gate.
I don't know if I want to even read this.
You want me to read it to you?
Well, it's cut off in some parts. But, so, I'm just going to have to try and put pieces together. When I printed it, it got all screwed up.
All right.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, I don't know if I have it in me tonight. Like, you know, it's like I'm at home. Imagine if you're at home and you finish your day at work and you just went on, I don't know, there's like a website that has some kind of connection to your job. And
Twitter?
Sure. Whatever it may be.
Sometimes just going on Twitter, people will leave you friendly messages.
Right. And somebody just out of the blue that you don't know, and you're just at home trying to relax with your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever it is, hanging out with your dog, whatever you're doing.
Lizard,
sure. You know, snake.
Lizard.
Teddy bear.
That's more realistic.
Okay.
Myself, Steve.
Hanging out by yourself. Watching some college basketball. Who knows?
Maybe Monday Night Raw. We're getting off topic here.
And then you just come across someone who has something very negative to say about you and just completely is just going off on you. It's not the best feeling in the world.
No, it sucks.
Right. So this guy starts off with Steve.
But I am very interested.
Oh, so of course, I could have easily just closed my app.
Yeah.
No, I have to read it because I'm self-destructive.
Yeah.
Steve, who won't even go by his whole name, doesn't have the confidence to go by Migliori, wants to be taken serious. Thank you. He ruins the BJ show, and I just can't support him on any level. Please call Double R to save the BJ show, and then step down and do whatever on the side, because those that matter won't care. I don't even know who those are that matter and why they won't care, but that. I know that this is a consensus from all former listeners who gave up on the lazy morning show that lost its edge with too much Steve, music, repetitive segments, and bending over to management to have real fun segments like it used to. Interesting take. If you've ever been in our studio, we were not having much fun back in those days. BJ was very miserable. What happened on the air was very legit. Just, I love the people who think they know what's going on.
Yeah, and to say the show is slow now is ridiculous.
It's a different show. I get it. And if you don't like it, I understand that. If it's not what you liked before, I get it. It's not my fault. Look, we'd much rather do all talk. Doing the old show, the conflict stuff, was easy. We just yelled at each other for hours. It was a very easy. You want to talk about lazy? That was easy. That's how hard is it to just turn on mics, have no plan, and just yell at each other? And that's kind of what happened.
And it doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't
get ratings.
And I know, and it's like the know-it-alls. And I mean, whatever. People have an opinion. I get it. It just got under my skin. But yeah, you're right. Here's a news flash. We were almost 1 foot out the door back in those days. Like,
yeah,
we were,
and like certain people.
The company kept us because they liked us as human beings.
Certain people he's mentioning don't even work in radio. Right. Haven't worked in radio in, what, 5 years?
And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm going to toot my own horn for a half a second. The ratings went up when the changes happened.
Yeah.
And the big difference was more. I'm not saying I'm the guy, but It didn't hurt the show.
All right, let's take BJ and Migs out of it.
Yeah.
You were also the co-host on a highly successful morning show before this.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve. I will say it. You are the guy.
Thank you. But so I'm reading this. I'm like, this guy doesn't even understand the big picture. Like, if everything was fine, we would have kept everything the way it was. Radio people are lazy. Human beings are lazy. Nobody likes to make changes. I get it. I'm not even a fan of making changes, but I've made some changes and I've reaped the benefits and now I'm all about change.
Yeah.
But we made those changes so that we can stay on the air. So if you don't like us, that's fine. If you hate that we made those changes, here's a newsflash. If we didn't make those changes, we wouldn't be on the air, so it wouldn't even matter to you.
And some of it weren't even, I don't really want to say this. Sometimes people force your hand and you're forced to make changes.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And you do what you try and make chicken salad out of chicken ass, as Stone Cold Steve Austin would say all the time. And I felt like we did, and we actually made a pretty awesome chicken salad. And we're still reaping the benefits, and we're very lucky. It's a very competitive market in Seattle. To do well in the mornings is a feather in our cap, and we 100% appreciate everyone who shows love and support. And I know this guy's in the minority, but it still gets under your skin.
Oh, yeah.
Final sentence. Go listen to older shows before Steve, and the show was awesome. I'm actually surprised he made it because it's night and day. You could just hear what. So I read this, and I'm making a bad.
I just gotta say one other thing too is like, look, the stuff he's talking about. He probably wants you to have in porn stars and strippers and this and that. Like, look,
right.
We're all guys. We would like to do that, but the radio environment is like the media environment is not like that anymore.
It's not.
You know what I mean? Like, look, douche. You have the ability to hop online right there and write that review. People also have the ability to hop online right away and email our bosses and talk about how offended they were.
Sure.
Or email and our sponsors and talk about how offended they were.
And they used to.
Right. Like, we can't do that stuff.
We're trying to deliver the best product under the constraints. Of course, we are working for a corporate company. We can't upset them. We need to have jobs. This is our livelihood. This is how we make our money. This is how I pay my bills. This is how I support my wife. Hopefully, I have a child one day and be able to put them through hockey or her, whether or not my wife wants to play hockey. It's going to play hockey. I don't care if it's a male or a woman. I'll tell her we're going figure skating, but I'm getting some hockey skates on that girl.
Yeah, round those off.
That's right. Represent. So I read this and I'm pissed. Now
sure.
I'm like, who is this person? So then I get all like investigative, you know, because I have nothing else to do. My wife's asleep. I'm watching wrestling.
Was it Tom?
What's that? No, it wasn't Tom. Tom Shane?
No, I just threw out a random name. Oh. Sorry.
Tom Shane, like Tom from MySpace?
Dude, maybe Tom from MySpace. If Tom Shane had a beef with you, that would upset me.
Yeah, that would upset me too. If Tom from MySpace, I get it. I turn my back on him. I move to Facebook as quickly as possible. I'd understand the upset
nature.
We all turned our back on Tom.
But Tom, because of you and MySpace, still one of the hottest chicks I ever sort of dated.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got a lot of play on MySpace. Yeah. I appreciate that.
It's even easier on there. Facebook's not bad, but...
No, but you know, you could kind of get an idea of a girl's kind of slutty based on how bedazzled their homepage was on MySpace.
Yeah. Well, I like now on Facebook, you know, it's simpler things.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at this crazy watch. Perfectly... printed in front of my cleavage.
Right. It's like, okay, I know what you really want us to look at, and you'll be offended if we mention it, but we know what you want our eyes to go towards.
Yeah.
So I go online, and I do a search on this guy's name, right?
All right.
You know, to see, and type iTunes, to see if what else does he write? Like, what if he's like, loves everything else? And then, so I go on, I also find him on Twitter, and... he has actually complained before to BJ about like certain things, and BJ's like, "What do you want from me? Like, relax, guy." Like, but the deletes are deleted, and all that's there is BJ's response. So he's that guy.
Jesus.
I'm gonna throw it out there, and I'm gonna delete it. I know I'm crazy. I this is what I'm doing on last night is a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night,
right? Then I go and look at his other reviews. And he reviews everything from Sons of Anarchy to whatever it is. And every single one is a novel about how he hates it.
Are you serious?
Everything he writes is about, it used to be good, now I hate this, right? I hate that. I'm like, this guy, this is all he does, man. I started feeling bad for him.
I was going to say, I've just gone from hating this guy to just feeling bad for him.
Right. I'm like, this is what his life is consisting of, is that he is so miserable that... he needed to go. That's the thing that cracked me up and angered me also. He needed not to go to the BJ podcast page or go to the Facebook or whatever. He went to the Migscast iTunes reviews page to write this review.
Yeah.
That that's an interesting place to go to bitch about me. You know what I mean?
He wanted you to see it.
And mission accomplished. It took 3 months.
Right, but he got you.
2 months. Yeah, he got me. So then...
I wonder if he listens.
You know what? F you, man. No, he probably does, dude. I bet he's that guy.
I wonder if he'll be like, man, the MegaCast used to be good when they did interviews.
Yeah, MegaCast was good until Steve got on it.
Killed it.
It was good when it was D. Ted Smith and Steve, but when it became D. Ted Smith and Steve Miggs, downhill. It used to be edgy. It used to be fun. They used to have funny spots about Dixon cider beer. So then here's the
part.
That's
my brother's favorite.
That's my favorite, too.
Yeah, Dixon cider.
Yeah, our buddies that make those, that was their best one, for sure.
Yeah.
Here's the part, though, that made me realize that I'm really screwed up in the head, Ted, and I want to get your opinion on this.
All right.
And it reminded me of a certain South Park episode, and I wonder if you'll recognize which one. It's an iconic episode, too. So now I'm, like, still stewing. I read all this. Now I see all the negative things he's written about other things. And then I got upset that I wasn't special enough, that he hates everything. He didn't just hate me. Like, it wasn't just I was so special that he hated me and wrote about me, that I evoked that kind of passion. It was about everything.
So he just hates stuff, and that somehow diminished it for you.
It did.
Yeah.
It's like the South Park episode where he goes up to the guy, and he's like, why didn't you molest me? Ain't I good looking enough? I don't know why, but that's kind of what it went down to for me. I'm like, well, I'm not special enough. You hate me amongst millions of other things you hate?
Yeah, that's weird, Steve. I didn't see that twist coming in the end.
I was like, what is wrong with me? Why is that getting under my skin right now? It was a weird one, man. It was a weird night last night. It almost put me in a bad mood when my wife woke up. I almost got snippy with her. And I realized, I gotta just not let this bother me, man. Like, it's easy to let it bother you. It happens.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. I had one today.
Yeah?
Where a guy wrote in, and he took our question of the day and just turned it into talking about how my head looks like a penis.
Oh, jeez.
And my beard looks like pubes, right? So he writes this whole thing like a paragraph, and he keeps saying, like, no offense, or sorry, man, but I just laugh every time I see you.
Just saying.
Right, and then it was like, right, I'm sure you probably hate me now. So I respond, relax, I don't hate anyone, but you are a hateful jackass. Mm. Keep laughing while I get paid to laugh. And then, of course, right, it was this,
I'm just joking, I'm sorry,
this
and
that. You know, and I was like, nah, hey, look, like, you wanted a reaction out of me.
Yep.
You got it. Cheers.
Congratulations, you got a rise.
And I've done it. Trust me, I do it.
Yeah.
I've done it at sporting events and this and that. Like, I think about stuff I've said to athletes now where it's like, Jesus.
Do you feel that you do it less now, though?
Oh, 100%.
I almost feel like I don't do it at all anymore.
I'm also not as drunk anymore when at the games.
That's a good point.
So
yeah.
I think that plays a small factor into it.
I used to goof on fat, like, women all the time. Like, fatty. You know, it wasn't meant out of, I didn't think it was meant out of hate. But now I look back and I'm like, that was really hurtful.
Yeah.
Like, I never said it to anyone's face. It was mostly about celebrities.
Yeah.
But it's like, they don't deserve that because they're a celebrity. Just because they make money by being a public figure, they didn't ask for that.
Right.
And I just saw that, something I got on my skin. I was on like some website, and it posted this woman. It's a viral picture that's going around on Facebook. She went to Old Navy.
I saw that story.
Okay, mom and daughter are making fun of, look at this shirt. What kind of fat person would fit in this shirt? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, great. She started crying, left the place, went back in, decided to empower herself, put the shirt on, took a picture, posted it on Old Navy's Facebook page, and it blew up. And I thought that was awesome. So I read the story, and of course you go to the comments. What a needy, attention-seeking fatty. And I'm like, gosh, come on, man.
Yeah.
She's just trying to take the power back. Why are we... Yeah, I find...
Well, and I've talked about this before with... Actually, I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast, but here's the thing. Like, I'm trying to be healthier and stuff, but I'm a fat guy, right?
Yeah.
So you could see my flaws, and you can crack jokes and this and that. You know what I mean? But sometimes if I said to people... kind of truer statements about their personalities and about what goes on in their head, I would be a giant a-hole.
Right.
You know, so it's like, congratulations, you pointed it out. You know, like, I don't find that stuff funny. Like I said the other day, you know, I think I said it's a thrill. I go, people cracking donut jokes about my weight and stuff, like, to me is the same, like, black joke over and over.
It is.
Like, all right, you made a joke.
Right.
Like, congratulations.
You grabbed the easiest thing to grab and use the joke that everyone's used before, and what are you expecting? A medal?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're the funniest guy I've encountered today.
Yeah.
And in these things, and I read these things, and we're joking about it, and I ain't gonna lie, like, reading that, it hits you. Like, you know, because it's like we are insecure human beings at times. And with this job,
people are some of the most insecure. Trust me on that.
It breeds insecurity, man. You're putting yourself out there and you have no safety net and you say things. And as soon as you screw up, there are thousands upon thousands of people that just want to pounce on you.
Yeah.
And we see it every day on the text. If I flub my words, if I say the wrong thing, give out the wrong information, there are days where I'm like, I'm just going to take a break from the text line for the next 10 minutes because everything that's coming in is you dumbass, you suck, who did you do to get this job, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it gets in your head after a while. It's tough. I mean, I'm not trying to be woe is me, and I love my job, but like those things sting, and it's like I'm trying to be better at that myself, even if I'm saying it to somebody about somebody who's never going to hear it, and I'm not even putting it out there on public for people to consume. I'm trying not to do that because it's just not worth it.
You know what I'm amazed at the most is with the rise of social media. So like people like me and you, like we have to, not we have to, but we have chosen to deal with that negativity and stuff because of our need or want for attention and want to be on the radio.
Yeah.
So we've made that deal. I'm always blown away on social media how people will take shots at each other or, you know what I mean? Like if you post a picture of me and you shirtless and then somebody that knows you is like, well, who's the fat guy with them?
Right.
You know what it's like? Dude, you know I'm going to read that. Like,
right.
You know, like, we live in a public forum, so I get, you know, at a certain point, we have to deal with it. But it's like, why would you guys do that to each other?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. It's a weird mentality. We thrive on making people feel small. And I mean, I'm hoping that with what we do, the podcast, what we bring to the show on the radio, we can bring an aura of positivity and an aura of, let's have fun. Let's poke fun at ourselves or at each other.
Right. And we've been serious, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I want to entertain. I love doing radio because I love knowing there's someone driving into work. And I'm sure you feel the same way when someone's day is done and they're just grinding at home or they're grinding it to work or whatever's going on, that they're, for that 20 minutes, that 30 minutes, hell, if you're in Puyallup, you're going to Seattle, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We are giving you a reason to at least enjoy being in that car, in that grind, in that rat race to start or end your day. I love knowing that we could bring a smile to somebody's face or make them think or whatever. Man, it's tough sometimes embracing and having to understand that there are people out there that just love to just crap on you.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to stomach, but it's what we do.
Yeah, man.
It's what we do. But before we get out of here, why don't we end on a happy note? I want to play this audio.
All right.
I know we're running a little bit late, but that's okay. I think our sponsors will understand. There's this woman who, in my opinion, we talked about yin and yang earlier.
Yeah.
Rodney Cotton.
Rodney Cotton.
I feel like this is like the yin and yang of Angel the Grapefruit Lady.
All right.
She was awesome because she's just loud and proud and dirty.
Yeah.
We have another woman now. She's from Tennessee. I don't have her name, but she's talking about
what part of Tennessee?
I don't even know. Tennessee.
Well, not me, Steve.
Oh.
Makes me think of one of the greatest fight songs ever made.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Rocket Top, you'll always be home, sweet home to me.
Who did the Tennessee song, though?
Good old Rocket Top. Woo!
Arrested Development.
Yeah, Arrested Development. A Game of Horseshoes?
I don't even know the words.
See, I know the words to the fight song.
I don't know the words to the Tennessee song or the fight song.
Go Vols.
Mm. Well, anyway, she's talking about the shark attacks that happened in North Carolina.
All right.
So I'm saying yin and yang because we get the loud and proud, over-the-top, dirty woman that is Angel.
A sexual beast.
And this lady is loud and proud, and she's erring on the side of faith and love and just dropping some awesome, awesome knowledge when it comes to, hey, stay out of the water. There are sharks in there. All right, let's check it out. If I can find it.
I'm on my way to church this morning, but I wanted to make a quick video because my spirit was troubled this morning. I had the news on. It was talking about somebody else and got ate up by a shark. I want you all to be mindful when you're vacationing. You know, you're going to the beach, do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean, okay? The ocean is the shark's house, okay? I can't swim. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device. I don't have to do nothing to float. But I'm not going to the ocean because that's the shark's house. The shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay?
Wow. How awesome is that?
I agree with her. I've been saying for years that, like, you know, sharks bite people, right? But she's right. Like, imagine if a shark all of a sudden was walking on his tail and walked out of the water.
Yeah.
The police would roll up, and I wouldn't blame them, and they would shoot him right there.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going into their meal plan.
Yeah, why does this happen?
I know. It's like another one happened. It's like, you know what's never going to happen? I'm never going to get eaten by a shark because I don't go in the damn ocean.
You never go in the ocean?
I go in the ocean like... I know they say that they could hit you up, you know, even up to waist level. But like, I mean, like when we go to Hawaii, I'll pop in the ocean for a little bit. I'm very aware of what's going around, and I get right back out. Like, I'm just going to cool off.
I agree with her, but I disagree with you.
Yeah,
I'm still swimming in the ocean.
Well, all right. Well, just understand that you might get eight.
But I do prefer lakes and rivers.
Oh, 100%. I prefer pools.
Yeah, good call,
pools
Steve.
Are awesome.
Dude, I bet there'll be a pool on the cruise.
Oh, you know it. We're going to gronk out in the pool. All right, let's get back to the lovely lady telling us not to get eaten by sharks.
Let's use some common sense. If you go into the beach, go to the beach. You watch the ocean from a distance. Okay?
Distance.
Stay out the woods, too. Don't go fooling around with the bears, either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do because you're in their house. You know, when animals come in my house, they end up on the plate. They get ate up. So the same thing happens when you go to their house. So stay out of the ocean, okay? That's the sharks. You know, can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me land up on the plate in his house? Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no.
Well, she's got solid points.
Oh, yeah. That was great. All right. Well, why don't we get out of here? One last time, let's get 10 for all the Mega family. Thank you for listening.
Run the jewels is the answer to the question is what's poppin'.
Run them jewels fast. Run them jewels fast. Run them.
This show's awful.
Run them. Run the slow mo.
All right, let's get 10.
All right.
Fascist slave who protested to get in a lookbook. Everything I scribble like an anarchist cookbook.
Look good, posing in the center for the cookbook.
Black on black with a ski mask, that is my crookbook. How you like my styling, bruh? Ain't nobody smiling, bruh. About to turn this motherfucker up like Rikers Island, bruh. My blankets and pillow torching. Well, I'm up to warden. And when you find them, we don't kill them, we just waterboard them. We killing them for freedom because they tortured us for boredom. And even if some good was not, fuck it, the Lord of
them. All right, thank you for listening to the Mega Cast. We'll be back next Monday.
Monday. Yeah, man.
Don't forget to hit up Gronk.
Rock the slow mo.
And we'll see you next time. Find us on Twitter at the Mega Cast.
Yay, yay.
When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay?